Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Murders in Minutes with Jaden and Lawrence. Before we begin this episode of Murders in Minutes, we would like to thank our sponsor, VanCity, a financial services cooperative that works in partnership with First Nation, government, and Indigenous nonprofit organizations to help build stronger communities.
Today, we will discuss missing and murdered Indigenous women and break down the tragic local murder of Serena Abbotsway, a troubled child who eventually wound up buried in a pig farm.
Serena Abbotsway was 29 years old when she went missing in 2001. She was reported missing by her foster mother on August 22nd.
Serena was adopted at a very young age. She would always get into fights at school and cause problems for her foster parents.
She eventually left Surrey where her guardians were and moved to East Vancouver. Despite moving, she always kept close with her mother. Even when she was almost homeless, she still contacted her mother every day.
Until August 21st, when she was presumed missing by her mother. After being missing for just over a year, Serena's remains were found illegally buried on a pig farm owned by Robert William Picton. Although it's unclear how long she was alive while on the Porquequitlam farm, we know that Serena's DNA was found on the farm.
Robert Picton was soon arrested after being charged with 6 counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of Serena Abbotsway and other women.
Picton's trial began on January 30th, 2006 in New Westminster. Picton pleaded not guilty.
After a long investigation, the police found skulls cut in half with hands and feet stuffed inside. The remains of one victim found stuffed in a garbage bag and her blood-stained clothes found in Picton's trailer, a part of another victim's jawbone and teeth found beside Picton's slaughterhouse, and a .22 caliber revolver with an adult toy attached to the barrel containing his and the victim's DNA.
During Picton's trial, lab staff testified that about 80 unidentified DNA profiles, roughly half male and half female, have been detected on evidence.
Robert Picton was soon arrested after being charged with 6 counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of Serena Abbotsway and other women. On December 11, 2007, Judge Justice James William sentenced Picton to life with no possibility of parole for 25 years.
Serena was taken to Picton's farm because she was a sex worker and they were his main targets. In an article we came across, it stated all of his 49 victims were sex workers and most of them had Indigenous backgrounds, just like Serena.
The fact that most of the sex workers in the Picton case are Indigenous is very sad. This is just proof that young Indigenous women don't have the right means from the government to have a bright future alike European Canadians. To try and help young Indigenous peoples, now we would like to bring attention to 3 acts of truth and reconciliation.
Number 33 from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada. We call upon the federal, provincial, and territorial governments to recognize as a high priority the need to address and prevent fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, FASD, and to develop in collaboration with Aboriginal people, FASD preventive programs that can be delivered in a culturally appropriate manner. Number 36. We call upon the federal, provincial, and territorial governments to work with Aboriginal communities to provide culturally relevant services to inmates on issues such as substance abuse, family and domestic violence, and overcoming the experience of having been sexually abused. Number 66. We call upon the federal government to establish multi-year funding for community-based youth organizations to deliver programs on reconciliation and a national network to share information and best practices.
Thank you for listening and be sure to tune in for next episode where we break down the police's errors in the Picton case.